10 Ways for Men to Improve Their Life by Ryan Fellman, aka Path to Manliness. You must build up your life action by action and be content if each one achieves its goal as far as possible, and no one can keep you from this. But there will be some external obstacle. Perhaps, but no obstacle to acting with justice, self-control, and wisdom. But what if some other area of my action is thwarted? Well, gladly accept the obstacle for what it is and shift your attention to what is given, and another action will immediately take its place, one that better fits the life you are building. Marcus Aurelius. Number one, take a daily stroll. A brisk walk improves your mind-body connection, enhances creativity, produces clarity of thought, and helps torch body fat. It also is a great opportunity to get outside and boost your mood with some vitamin D. Number two, collect thoughts, ideas, advice, and wisdom in a commonplace book to reference when you need clarity on a challenge in your life. This quote-unquote book could be anything from a Moleskine notebook to a digital book like Evernote, which is actually where I wrote this piece originally. Number three, unplug from the mainstream corporate media machine. A news addiction makes you believe the world is worse than it is in reality. You feel like you must stay informed. This is simply not true. And most of the news is simply propaganda or events that you'd never hear about if not for the ease of transmitting information in the modern era. The news, the media, and all the noise that the masses obsess over is not important. It's wasting your time. And more importantly, it's wasting your energy. You'd be much more productive and happy if you spent that time learning skills, listening to insightful podcasts like this one, or spending time with your loved ones. Consult the greatest historical minds through a personal book collection. Aim for books that have withstood the test of time. There is a wealth of wisdom captured through the ages. Next time you think about scrolling mindlessly on your phone, instead opt for a copy of Nietzsche or Seneca or one of the greatest from hundreds, if not thousands of years ago. Number five, when in doubt, simplify. Success and joy are often a game of subtraction, not addition. Don't be afraid to cut something or somebody out of your life. Most of the clutter in our life is distracting you from what we truly care about. When you reduce the clutter, you're left with what truly brings you joy. This removes clutter from your mental load too, as you have less to choose from. Number six, each choice is a battle between mediocrity and excellence. The wisest decisions are often the emotionally difficult ones. The ones you do not want to make. Every one of us makes bad choices. You know it. I know it. If you want a better life, you need to start making the right choices more often. This often means postponing joy in the present so that you can have what you want in the long run. Number seven, assert yourself within any given situation. You are a man. Act like one and penetrate the world with your presence. Most people simply let life happen to them. There's no intention, no purpose. They're winging everything in their life. And these people end up working for someone else, because if you ask them what they want, they wouldn't be able to tell you. Women despise this indecisiveness. Be bold. Be confident. Even if that means making the wrong decision at times, at least you took a shot. Number eight, block the Instagram thoughts, or Insta thoughts. They are the equivalent of candy for your masculinity. It tastes sweet in the short term, but damages you in the long run. Pornography, and even this like soft pornography that we see on TikTok, on Instagram, and OnlyFans, is robbing you of your masculinity, your honor, and your self-respect. Work on making yourself into a man worthy of the real-life version of these women and forget about these electronic thoughts. Number 9. Cultivate a winning attitude, especially during work you don't enjoy. It says a lot about your character and will handsomely pay off in the future. Do the work so that play feels earned. You don't have the life you want right now because you haven't earned it yet. You want the fast sports car? Build a second revenue stream that pays for it. You want a hot girlfriend? Get yourself in shape and quit staring at your screens all weekend long. If you want to get in shape, fix your diet and work out consistently. DM me. Hit me up. Send me an email. I can help you with all of this. Number 10, write down what you want and become obsessed with it. Hustle for it and watch the universe move mountains to make it a reality. Remember how I said that life simply happens to most people? This is because they don't live intentionally. They don't know what they want. They don't even think about how to live the life they want. Take the time to do some deep soul searching. Find yourself. Years ago, I spent a lot of my time journaling. And this was the key to finding myself. This led to the creation of Path to Manliness. It was the catalyst that led to me losing 30 pounds in a year, running a marathon, running multiple Spartan races, and becoming a published author. Figure out what type of life you want and reverse engineer the daily life that will create a better life for you. If you enjoyed this, then you'll love the private group for highly motivated men, the Spartan Tribe. Click the notes below for a link to join right now, and this price will never get cheaper. Thanks for listening to the Path to Manliness podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, and if you enjoyed this episode, leave us a review and give us a shout out on social media.